11:25 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now I'm joined on the line by Claire Horsley, who is the founder of XL Elite Business Networking. And we actually spoke, I can't believe it's this long ago, last June, which was a completely different world then, wasn't it, Claire? Good morning.
Just a bit. Good morning to you.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. The sun is shining, so yeah, it's a good day.
It is today. It's going to shine today, and then from tomorrow, it is cloud.
Well, let's enjoy the moment.
Let's enjoy it now. So tell people about XL Elite Business Networking, why you set it up, what the benefits are, and why networking is even more important in these uncertain times.
Yeah, of course. So I founded XL Elite Business Networking because basically I was looking for a group that I could join, which would allow the business owner to represent their business as the brand, and that you could be authentic. And I guess really just be yourself. So you wouldn't be in a position where you felt you had to say the right things. You could actually feel relaxed and represent yourself in the best possible light. Mm. At that time, I couldn't personally find one for me. So a friend said to me, why don't you set up your own? My response was, don't be so ridiculous. And here I am nearly 5 years later.
Wow, 5 years on. What makes it? What makes your group different to other groups?
Well, I always say there's a group out there for everyone, you know, first off, because there's so many different aspects to networking that you have to think about, you know, as to whether it's the right fit for you. So there's some amazing groups out there. But what makes XL unique is it's an invitation-only group. So I basically speak with businesses beforehand. You know, I like to understand the nature of the work that they do. You know, who are their target audiences? You know, where are they at currently in their business journey? So I can position them in the best possible light underneath the XL networking umbrella. So that's one of the main USPs, if you like. But also as well, we do have fun. We have fun. Yeah. I think, you know, business can be really challenging. The lows can be catastrophic. The highs can be exhilarating. But it's that bit in the middle that I believe businesses need to feel supported with. So I don't do a 60 seconds. Again, not saying whether that's right or wrong, but I chose not to do 60 seconds as part of my group. Instead, we bring in icebreakers, which allows people to, you know, be relatable, to be memorable, and really helps really showcase people's personalities as well.
And do you have different sort of speakers that come in and talk about different aspects of business and things like that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So especially at the moment, as we speak, as we approach the second lockdown in the UK, I do, yes. At the moment, I'm very much listening to the business world and the audience, and I bring people in who are relevant to this time. Yeah. So I don't have speakers for 20-25 minutes. I had two speakers for 10 minutes each, who bring content and value to the group to allow people to, you know, learn, you know, feel educated by the speakers, and as I said, you know, who are relevant at this time, because business is changing on a daily basis at the moment. So I bring people in accordingly.
Now, this isn't just in one area. You've got, there's groups all over, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Started off in Chelmsford, and then branched out to other areas in Essex, and recently launched an international group as well. So the world is your oyster at the moment with networking.
Yeah,
you know, the world's been made a much smaller place through the amazing technology we have at our fingertips. And after, I speak to many businesses every week, and so many businesses have pivoted as such that they're now connecting with larger UK and international markets. So I thought, why not set up a group, you know, that's going to be international? I had a lady speaking from Norway, and if people want to make those connections across the globe, you know, they can do.
Do you think it's actually after COVID? I mean, hopefully there will be a time of after COVID, possibly next year, that do you think it's going to change the way people do business? Because obviously a lot of people now do Zoom. They didn't before. They like to have the face-to-face meetings. But do you feel that it's going to change for the foreseeable future, and people will, you know, do more online rather than flying out to places or driving, you know, a couple of hours for a meeting?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I travel the world in a day, you know. It's pretty amazing. But yes, I do. I think, you know, a vast majority of businesses have, if you like, been forced into making decisions that maybe they wouldn't be maybe so prepared to look outside the box beforehand, you know, in order to keep their businesses alive. So, yeah, I do believe the world of business has changed. I mean, I've felt a real shift in the way that businesses work in collaboration as well. I mean, it's something that I've always promoted But I do feel that a lot of businesses are more open to, you know, listening, digesting, and thinking about ways that they can change and they can pivot their businesses to A, stay alive and be sustainable, but then also have that element of flexibility. Some people are working from home, some people are working remotely, and I think businesses are realising quite quickly actually there are some positives in business that have come from this, but it's, you know, about choice at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, networking is, you know, is fantastic, and especially because we are going to be heading into maybe more people setting up their own businesses, because they're going to be losing all their job that they thought they were going to have for life, like might be in a pub or it could be entertainment. All those things have been terribly affected, and that will be kind of ongoing. So, you know, it's just a different way of doing things. You've also won an award as well.
I have, yes, I have. I won an award last year for a Business Services Award for providing effective networking in Essex for businesses. So, yeah, I was really proud of that.
Excellent. You weren't going to mention that this morning, but I thought
wouldn't.
You've got to mention what I always mention, an award, Claire. I always go for the award. Now, if people want to find out more, I know it's, as you said, by invitation, but if people want to have a look, you've got your website where people can find you, which is xlbusinessnetworking.co.uk. And if people are, you know, interested more, can they get in contact with you?
Yes, they can. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn, but you can also email me, which is claire@xlbusinessnetworking.co.uk, and it would be great to get connected with you.
Excellent. It's been lovely to talk to you again. We had a really good chat last year, but I can't believe it was last June that you were in the studio.
I can't, actually. It's funny, I was actually thinking about when that was, and I knew it was sometime in the summer, but I was thinking the latter part of the summer, but it was June. But thank you so much for inviting me back on to speak again.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we are going to be speaking to lots of local businesses over the next couple of weeks on air, on all the different daytime shows, so we can put people's, you know, details out there and try and help the business community, local business community. So that's a great thing that we can do on local radio, as we will still be broadcasting through the shutdown as well. So again, Claire's details, that's xlbusinessnetworking.co.uk, and if you want to drop Claire an email, it's claire@xlbusinessnetworking.co.uk, but all the details will be up on our website. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Take care, Claire. Bye.
Bye.
That was Claire there from XL Business Networking. Just coming up to 11:32, I'll be back to do some traffic and travel. Loving this track by Dua Lipa featuring DaBaby with Levitating.